You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, everybody. It's Liquid Shane 1973 on another beautiful day. It is Friday, so it's a good day. And every time that we can hit a Friday and we're living and we're breathing and we're doing everything we need to do, then I think that that's really something to celebrate in and of itself. So I wanted to talk about something today. It's been on my mind. I was thinking about it today, or actually last night when I was watching a movie, flipping through the channels, through all the reality television that was on last night. And one of the things that I saw in there was, I saw this speech that was by somebody. It was a sports show. And I, of course, a lot of my tiebacks are for sports or business. So the two things that resonate with me, but you know, it makes sense to me. So I can usually try to translate them over to the journey that we're all on. And one of the things that I heard was somebody say, you got to believe in yourself for you to be able to achieve great things. Now, it was a sports reference, and it was about a kid, almost like a Rudy story. If you ever saw the movie Rudy, with the really short guy that wanted to be able to play for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, he was always told he couldn't do it. He didn't have the grades for it, and he just was too small. He couldn't play with the big boys of Notre Dame. And so he fought like hell, and he just kept plugging away. If you haven't seen Rudy, and you want to watch it to get a little teary-eyed and to get a little bit of that hope of the fact of you might be that person that is the small person in the big world, or you might be that person that needs a little bit of a boost. It's one of the better movies that I've seen. It's got a great storyline. So see it if you haven't. But I digress about that, because the story that I was watching last night was about a young kid that was playing basketball. And he wanted to play, and they were on the court. It was the high school, and you know, he was getting bullied and pushed around and told he couldn't do whatever it was. But he had talent. And it wasn't the greatest of all talents. He wasn't dunking. He wasn't doing crossovers. He wasn't doing all this stuff. He was a middle grade talented individual. But the coach always told him over and over and over again, believe in yourself. Now, I thought about all of our journeys and the things that we do every single day when we're here in the grind, working hard, trying to make it happen, whether it's health, professional, or whatever. And what I noticed was, as I said to myself, I try to tell myself that I believe in myself a lot. I try to convince myself that I believe in myself at times. And so what I did was I looked up the meaning of belief. And the strongest one that I could find in the word belief is confidence in the truth or existence of something not immediately susceptible to rigorous proof. It's believing in something that you know could happen, but don't know if it will happen. Now, that's a really hard thing, especially for people that want, you know, proof, want stats, want specifics of where they want to go and what they want to do. Just like people that aren't necessarily all that religious, that look at a Bible and say, those are just words on a paper, but there's no proof to tell me that. Or folks that think about Big Bang Theory that's out there, right? And you're thinking about the fact that, oh, maybe the galaxies exploded and it all kind of came all together millions and millions and millions of years ago. And how do I know that? Where's the proof? Does somebody see it? So belief comes in many different forms. But believing in yourself is a very similar concept. Because guess what? The only person that you have that can do anything for you is going to be you. We can rely on people that we call our tribes, people that we call friends, family, people that we can lean in on when we need to. But guess what? The only person that's going to be able to make any kind of movement, whether it's health, professional, or anything, is you. You're the only person that needs to believe in yourself. That's a hard thing for a lot of people, though. They go through life bashing themselves, being their own worst critics, looking at themselves in the mirror, sizing yourself up, thinking you're inadequate in different situations, you're not good enough. How much have we been told that in our lives? Our brains have almost been patterned to the fact that we think to ourselves that we're not good enough. we're not up to par with some of the other folks that can do it. Or if you're looking at the person next to you that is extremely healthy and muscular and they've got muscles and they were always working out and they can eat a cookie and you're like literally say to yourself, oh, you can eat that cookie, but I can't even touch that cookie because then I'll either end up in a slide or I'll, you know, something bad will happen or I'll put on 2 pounds just from eating a cookie. But think about it. The reason that we don't believe in ourselves is because we've been telling ourselves that we can't do things for so long. And you might not necessarily use the words, I can't do it, but you definitely use the actions of, I can't do it. How often are you telling yourself, I'm going to go ahead and give it my best shot and try my best to be able to do what I have to do. And then when you go ahead and either are short of the mark or whatever, it justifies it. It tells you it's okay because I expected myself not to win. Or I expected myself not to be successful in that situation, so my letdown is not as bad. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because I think every single person that's out there should believe in themselves and every single thing that they're trying to do. I have conversations with my son. He's 12 years old, right? And he tells me all the time, I want to be this, or I want to do that, or I want to go this direction, I want to be an artist. And all I do is I tell him, you can do anything you set your heart and your mind to. Whatever you believe that you can do, put the work into it and make it happen. And it's interesting because how often are you telling yourself that? How often do you say to yourself, I can achieve anything that I set my mind to? Probably not. I know I don't say that enough. Although I think if I did say it more often, I probably could achieve a whole lot more things in my life. You know, so far in this journey that I've been on with this health journey, I've lost over 100 pounds. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that's a whole lot. But right now, I'm actually struggling because I think to myself, I've been plateaued for so long. It's just been hovering around the same exact weight for so long. And I haven't hit my goal. I haven't hit where I wanted to be. And the mind starts playing games with myself because I say to myself, I haven't been at goal forever. Even when I was in high school, I was a big boy. You know, I carried extra weight or I was told I was a little bit bigger than what I should be. Or I needed to lose weight all the time. And I had people that were always coming after me with stuff. And you know what's funny is I patterned my brain after thinking that I can never achieve that goal that I want to achieve. So guess what happens when you hit those plateaus and those long drawn out phases of not losing or really kind of just digging in and trying to be able to make it happen? You start to convince yourself that it's truth. The things that you tell yourself become reality, although they're not reality. You tell yourself, I can't do something enough. Guess what? You're going to eventually believe I can't do something. But vice versa, if you tell yourself that you can do something and you are capable and you are amazing and you are fruitful and you are dedicated, guess what? You tell yourself that enough, you can do it. You'd be able to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve. Now, it's not a proven fact, or it's not a scientific fact that that's the truth. I'm just telling you from my experience, anytime that I go and I convince myself that I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me, like Stuart Smalley, I know at the end of the day, I can achieve anything I set my mind to. So on Connect this morning, and on No Finish Line Nation, which is our Facebook page, 27,000 people all together in one common place. If you have not checked it out, you should check it out at facebook.com/groups/No Finish Line Nation. All these people are getting together and we're all in the same game and we're all in the same place and we're all trying to fight for the same kind of thing. And it's all built behind positivity. Now, I also don't want you to get me wrong and say that when I opened this whole entire podcast, I said, you don't really need a tribe. That is not what I was saying, because you do need people around you. But here's the key. If you don't believe in yourself and you have a tribe around you trying to pull you to where you want to go, guess what happens? It's not sustainable. If you don't believe that you can accomplish the things that are necessary for you to accomplish, what happens is you may get there, but it is almost like a falsified goal that you hit because others were helping you get there and they're pulling you and they're getting you to where you need to be. And when you finally get there, yes, it's euphoric. Yes, it feels good. And you're like, yes. But I would say probably 75 to 80% of the time, if you have others that are working harder than you're working for yourself because you don't believe in yourself, give it a few months and then the slide begins. Because I know, because that's my story. I have others around me that care so much about me that they want to dedicate and focus on me and push me forward and be able to motivate me. Well, this time around that I've lost 100 pounds, it's been about me, my journey. I believe in myself. Now, I've got about another 20 to go for my goal, and I'm going to keep on believing in myself, because if I tell myself that enough, if I really truly can convince myself that I can achieve the goal that I'm trying to go after, what is stopping me? Nothing is stopping me. Nothing. If you believe in yourself, truly believe in yourself, no distraction will get in your way. The hard part is we have to retrain our brains. We've just been patterned this way. Our lives, we've been brought up to think to ourselves that we're not good enough, or we're not going to meet expectations, or don't set yourself up for failure. So that way, when you do fail, it's not going to feel or sting as hard as it would if you expected to win. So set expectations with yourself. You really have to really truly believe in the journey that you're trying to go to. If it's a job related thing, or you're at work and you're telling yourself, you know what, I don't have any opportunity to advance or succeed or grow or anything. You tell yourself enough of that, guess what? You're going to sit behind that cubicle and you're not going to go anywhere. Or you're going to sit on that assembly line. You're not going to go anywhere. But if you believe that you have the skill set to get there, or you believe you can be trained to get to where you have to get to, guess what? Crack some books. Believe in yourself. Do what you need to do. Position yourself in a way that when the time does come and your number's called, you're ready to go. Because you believed in yourself that you could set yourself up for success. Again, belief comes in many different forms. But today, start to believe in yourself. Write it down on paper. I believe that I can hit this goal. I believe that I can lift this much weight. I believe that I can be a manager by this date. Whatever it is that you're trying to work at, you need to start to give yourself some positive thinking and knowing and believing in yourself to where you want to go. I hope that helps you, because I guarantee you what I did was, is after I saw that, I actually wrote it down on paper. There's a few things that I want to accomplish, and one of my big ones is, of course, my weight loss goal, because that's just where I'm at right now in my health journey. But there's a couple other things that I wanted to accomplish too. And I'll tell you, just like this podcast, I think I shared it with you a couple episodes ago. I said, I put myself out there with this podcast. I asked a couple of my friends, a couple of the people that are admins on the site that we run over there with No Finish Line Nation. And I said to them, I said, what do you guys think if I did a podcast? And they said, well, I think you'd be great at it. And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. I'm my own worst critic. I don't think I can really do very well with it. But I'll be honest with you. I've gotten such great feedback, such awesome, amazing, thoughtful, well thought out, heartfelt feedback so far. On the iTunes page, people have left comments. I think I've got 8 or 9 different reviews just in the short amount of time that I've been running, and really, really heartfelt comments. And I appreciate and I read every single one of them. When I put out a post the other day, I said, hey guys, you know, I'm thinking about putting some questions together for some of the folks that are going to the Bropocalypse next week. I got like 30 emails of questions, lists of people going, we look up to you, and I really want to find out from some successful people of how you attack this or you do this or that. It's just amazing to me right now that if you can believe in yourself, you can achieve anything you want to. I believe in myself now. I do. I believe that I can do great things with this podcast. I believe that I can do great things with my blog. Because it's touching some hearts and minds and souls, and we're out there, and all we're doing is talking about life. That's all we're doing. We're talking about going out there and making things happen. And if I believe in myself that I can achieve great things with it, one day I will achieve great things. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes work and dedication. And I don't really know if I consider this to be work, because to be honest with you, this is great. I love doing this because it's my own journal and my own little blog almost that I go out there audio-wise to be able to talk to all of you that are listening to my voice when you're working or working out, running or whatever. And just know I appreciate every single one of you tremendously. And all the support that I've gotten has just been amazing. So to tie it all back together, let's bring it around. Believe in yourself today. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you believe in yourself? What can you change today that's going to help your train of thought to change the trajectory of the negative thought and bringing it over to positive and positive thinking and belief in yourself? Write it down on paper. Write down the negative thoughts that you have and write down the positive thoughts that you have about certain things that you want to accomplish, whether it's weight loss, whether it's your job or whatever, relationships, whatever. Write it down. Quantify it. Put it on paper. If you can literally lay it down and see what the positives and the negatives are, maybe it'll help you reframe the way that you believe if you can get to the end game of what you're trying to look towards. Okay? So that's the word of the day today with the coffee talk. Belief. Believe in yourself. Have a great day, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.